们一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let us now prepare our hearts in silent prayer.
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续第三个晚上的圣经讲习会。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our third night of Bible seminar.
一起来唱赞美诗343首。
Let us arise and sing hymn 343.
我们现在要起来同心跪下祷告。
Now we are going to kneel down and pray together.
我们在这边有一个紧急的代祷事项。
We have an urgent prayer request tonight.
这是从这 Sacramento 教会来的。
This is from Sacramento Church.
Sacramento 教会的 Esther 姐妹跟这个 Kevin 弟兄的小女儿Natalie 现在正在医院急诊她的好像是血管发炎的样子。
And Sister Esther and Brother Calvin from Sacramento, their younger daughter Natalie is in the hospital.
那 Sister Esther 就是这个张秀菊姐妹的 niece。
And Sister Esther is our sister So Ju Zhang's niece.
那特别希望我们这个一起帮她代祷。
So we ask everyone to pray for this matter.
所以我们现在我们就一起跪下来祷告。那我们除了帮Natalie祷告，我们也求神来带领我们等一下第三个晚上的圣经讲习会。
So let us also pray for tonight, the third night of our Bible seminar.
好，一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名，在这里做圣经讲习。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I continue the Bible seminar.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.
我们继续昨天第二章教会的侍奉。
And we will continue from last night the service in the church.
我们前面谈到这个祷告的侍奉。
And earlier we talked about the service of our prayer.
然后还有福音的侍奉。
And also the service of the gospel.
再来还有弟兄的侍奉。
And the service of men, brothers.
弟兄的侍奉，他只有讲一节。
And regarding brother service, it says in one verse.
不过这一节却点出了我们弟兄侍奉里面要注意的地方。
But it also describes carefully what our brothers need to pay attention to.
在侍奉的过程里面啊。
In the process of our service.
能够没有愤怒，没有争论呢。
We should not have any wrath or division.
很容易被神同工和纪念呢。
And then we will have the remembrance and the guidance of God.
但是却用六节来谈这个姐妹的侍奉。
But he goes on in six verses to talk about the service of sisters.
可见姐妹在教会的影响还真是不小啊。
So it shows that the influence of sisters on the church is great.
她在家里可以影响她的丈夫和孩子。
In the home, she can influence her husband and her children.
那在圣经的记载，我们看到妇女的热心总比弟兄的热心还多。
And in the Bible, it records more examples of sisters' fervency more than the brothers.
放眼教会的聚会，弟兄和姐妹参与的比例啊，姐妹还是很热心。
And so, the ratio of the sisters to the brothers who are faithful and fervent, the sisters are greater.
所以在当时，教会也很注意到这个问题。
So the church at that time also paid attention to this matter.
那这里在八节到十五节里面呢、啊、
？So here from verses 8 through 15.
他是用夫妻的关系和侍奉来去谈这样的事哈。
It talks about the relationship of the man and wife and also the service in the church.
所以这里谈到男人的时候也是指着丈夫。
So here when it refers to the men, it also means husbands.
所以九节以下谈到的女人也指着太太。
And the women from verse 9 on refer to the wives.
我们在九节以下这样看、哦。
So let us read from verse 9.
这里说姐妹要以正派衣裳为装饰。
Women adorn themselves in modest apparel.
这个是在宗教伦理一种生活的体统啊。
So this is a commonality among many religions.
人的高贵和气质并不是用外在物质的这个条件为主啊。
A person's dignity and worth is not based on outward appearance.
因为神是看内心啊。
Because what God sees is the heart.
不是用外在条件来量一个人的尊贵了。
So it is not based on an outward appearance that measures a person's worth.
那个都是世界上人的看法。
That is the way people in the world value
people. 尤其进天国的标准根本就没用外在物质的条件来量。
And so the standards of entering into heaven are not based on the standards of the world.
也没有说特别一定什么样肤色或什么样的人才能进天国，圣经里面这么说。
And there's no requirement regarding what race or what group you belong to.
谁愿意遵照神的话去走，就有这个资格啊。
Anyone who is willing to follow God has that right.
所以保罗谈到后来啊，就说，只要安静学道就好啊。
So in the end, Paul says that all we have to do is quietly seek the truth.
在十一节这里有讲。
Then verse 11.
这里说女人要安静学道。
Let a woman learn in silence with all submission.
一味的顺服。
And with submission.
如果你觉得你另外做先生的觉得太太是这种啊，你要感谢神的安排啊。
And if as a husband you feel that your wife is this kind of person, you should give thanks.
万一你觉得不是这样的时候，请你要忍耐啊。
But if you do not feel that your wife is this way, you should persevere and be patient.
透过祷告，神会安排他将来也不错。
So if through prayer, God will also help the matter.
所以圣经也很注意姐妹的侍奉。
So the Bible also focuses on the service of
sisters. 十二节这里有这一句话。
In verse 12.
这里说，我不许女人讲道，也不许女人辖管男人啊。
I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man.
我不知道英文这边是怎么写啊，我不许女人怎么样。
I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man.
那个讲道是讲什么？它是用哪一个字
？Teach.
Teach. 那英文的翻译比较接近原文啊。
The English translation is closer to the original text.
这个中文的翻译它写是讲道。
In the Chinese, it says to preach.
这个是错误的翻译啊。
That is an incorrect translation.
所以正确的希腊文的解释啊。
The accurate Greek translation.
保罗是说我不许女人教导男人。
Is that Paul does not permit a woman to teach a man.
因为如果他原文的字义是教导，这样的话会跟后面那个辖管，它是平行的一个动词，是对等的。
So in this context, then the verb teach and to have authority are equivalent.
通常如果用中文来看的时候
，If you read it in the Chinese translation,
保罗有他的用意的哈。
Paul has his intent.
他没有反对姐妹讲道。
Paul did not disallow sisters from preaching.
这个在哥林多前书十一章里面有记载。
It is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
当女人要讲道或祷告的时候要蒙头。
And that when sisters preach or give a sermon, they have to
wear a veil. 所以他并没有反对女人讲道。
So Paul did not oppose women preaching.
所以他在这里不可能讲话会冲突。
So if it says here he did not permit a woman to preach,
他是讲
that would be contradictory.
女人不要教导男人或辖管男人啊。
But rather he's saying that he does not permit a woman to teach or have authority over a man.
因为在当时教会里面的侍奉啊，这个很多的事工是以男人为主啊。
Because at that time in the church much service was focused on the men.
所以有些事情还是要男人出面来处理啊。
So there are certain matters that require the men to take up the role.
所以才会有这种说法。
So that is why he gave this teaching.
但是他也有交代哈。
But he also.
那丈夫跟太太在教会里面的侍奉该怎么办
？How do the husband and wife serve in the church?
我们看那个哥林多前书十四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书的十四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
十四章的三十四节到三十五节。
1 Corinthians 14, verses 34 to 35.
三十四节到三十五节。
1 Corinthians 14, 34, 35.
这里说妇女在会中要闭口不言。
Let your women keep silent in the churches.
像在圣徒的众教会一样。
As it is, among the church.
因为不准他们说话。
But they are, not permitted to speak.
妇女们总要顺服。
For they are to be submissive.
正如律法所说的一样。
As the law also says.
他们若要学什么。
If they want to learn something.
可以在家里问自己的丈夫。
Let them ask their own husbands at home.
因为妇女在会中说话原是可耻的。
For it is shameful for women to speak in church.
旧约里面本来就有规范哦。这个妇女应该要注意什么样的侍奉。
In the Old Testament, it already outlined what kind of service the women should have.
那紧接着保罗在十三节到十五节谈到有关为什么不许女人辖管男人教导男人。
So in the following verses, from 13 to 15, Paul gives the reasons for why women should not have authority over the men.
他讲了三种原因。
He gave three reasons.
第一个在十四节这里说。
The first is in verse 14.
就这个创造的秩序来讲。
According to the order in the creation.
先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。
For Adam was formed first, then Eve.
这个是不可改变的神创造男人女人的事实。
This is a fact that God created man first and then the woman.
那第二个原因,
the second reason,
就软弱的层面来讲,
according to their weakness,
不是亚当先被引诱, 乃是女人先被引诱, 陷在罪里面。
And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was first deceived.
然后夏娃再去引诱亚当。
And then, Eve tempted Adam.
所以我在台湾有一个长老就说个这样的一个笑话。
So I heard a joke, that an elder said.
他说最厉害的还不是魔鬼。
He said, the most powerful is not Satan.
魔鬼没有办法直接引诱下亚当。
Satan did not have the power to directly tempt Adam.
他先引诱那个夏娃犯罪。
He first tempted Eve to sin.
夏娃就吃了善恶果树上的果子。
And so Eve took the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
那做太太的夏娃很自然的把果子就分给亚当吃，亚当都没有防备就直接吃了。
So very naturally, she shared this fruit with her husband, and so he took it and ate.
所以他的结论是说，女人比魔鬼厉害。
So his conclusion was that women are even more powerful than the devil.
虽然是玩笑哈。
Even though he was joking.
可是真的。
But it's true.
英雄难过美人关这句话也不是没有它的道理啊。
That even heroes can fall before a beautiful woman.
所以如何做一个贤德有智慧的妇女啊，这个也是一般姐妹应该要好好的学习学习的地方啊。
So to be a very, very good woman is something that a sister should aspire to.
而且是要合乎圣经的那一种妇女啊。真的就要必须下一点功夫啊。
And to reach the standards in the Bible requires some effort.
那第三个。
The third reason.
这个就灵修来讲啊。
According to their spirituality.
十五节这里说啊。
Verse 15 says.
女人若长存信心爱心有圣洁自守。
If they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control.
就必在生产上得救。
She will be saved in childbearing.
过去我小时候听到长辈在台上领会，他们是这样讲啊。
When I was young and I listened to them speak about this in the sermon, this is what they said.
妇女啊，常如果存信心、爱心，又圣洁自守啊。
That if the sisters continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control.
她在生孩子的时候就很容易啊。
then they will have an easy time in childbirth.
可是后来我慢慢长大。
But later, as I grew older,
我听到那个拜佛的生孩子也很快啊。
I heard that the people who worship Buddha also have easy childbirth.
有的坐计程车、坐公车，还没到医院，他就在上面生了。
Some of them take a taxi or a bus and they're already given birth.
那我们的姐妹有的生两天三天还生不出来很痛苦哎。
And some of our sisters have to labor for two or three days and have a lot of suffering.
那有的其他教派也是很会生哎。
So, actually, childbirth can be easy for other
believers. 有的在家里自己生自己剪自己绑自己剪呢。
Some of them even have childbirth at home.
对，以前我小时候就看左右邻居的外邦人都在家里生的。
So, when I was growing up, all the neighbors had their childbirth at home.
所以这样的解释对这个十五节解释是错误的。
So that is an incorrect explanation of verse 15.
如果我们查原文的时候，
If we look at the original text,
这里讲的生产上，
regarding childbearing,
也就是讲他在家里或在教会，如果存这种美德啊，对福音的工作是帮助很大。
It actually refers to whether in the home or in church, if they have these spiritual qualities, it is a good thing.
所以这里讲的得救是指灵命上面的得救。
So, being saved in childbearing means, saving other souls.
所以这个妇女的影响不单单在肉身的生活。
So, the, influence of sisters is not on just the, material.
对整个家庭教会的这个信仰的侍奉福音工作影响很大。
Their influence in both the home and the church, the work of faith is very great.
所以我们看到这个教会中的侍奉，这个姐妹啊，也是不可以忽略的一环啊。
So, the service that sisters offer in the church is something that cannot be neglected.
我当传道进入第二十四年了。
And
I to be a preacher.
Oh, I'm
24 years
old. I've been a preacher now for about 24 years.
很幸运可以跑很多国家看不同的信徒的侍奉。
And so I've had the good fortune of seeing the service of many believers across the world.
我发现呢，有一些教会里面选用负责人呢。
I find that many churches in electing the church council.
或者被立长老或执事。
Or those who are ordained as elders or deacons.
最厉害的是另外一半。
The most important.Person is their other half.
受训给职分的是这个人。
The training for this role is that person.
可是奇怪，他的另外一半没有受训，也没有被安排专职，但是那个会比正式的厉害。
But even though their spouse has not gone through the training or ordination, but often their service is even greater.
有时候乱眼就是从这边来的呀。
So, sometimes it is from that other person.
我们在教会当传道，有时候这个信徒有问题啊，当然长职传道负责人会去关心处理啊。
Of course, sometimes when our believers come into difficulty, the ministers will help them.
如果长职家里或人出问题啊，我们传道也是要去处理啊。
And sometimes even if the deacons and elders have family problems, then the preachers have to help.
那传道有问题啊。
And if the preachers have problems, then perhaps it is only God who can help.
当然有长辈可以处理那更好。
Then of course, if there are elder ministers who can step in, it is.
所以你看看在教会里面呢，真的很多事情要处理。
So you can see that there are actually many issues that come up.
你不要看看有一些人看起来好像傻傻的，其实那种人呢，他们知道的很多，而且也处理很多事情。
You shouldn't judge a person because they look kind of lackadaisical. Actually, they have many experiences as well.
有时候神特别疼爱这种人啊，他比较具备有属灵的智慧能力或权柄啊。
Sometimes those people who seem simple are actually the ones that God has prepared to do the greatest work.
因为我们在意的是天上的那位神啊。
Because the one that we must care about most is the God in heaven.
如果我们还在乎人的看法、人的话语啊，那你不配做神的工作啊。
If you care more about other people's words about you, you're not worthy to serve God.
这个都是要经过历练的。
This all takes training.
所以，我曾经看到一个弟兄啊。
So I've seen a brother.
他的太太真的在教会的侍奉很给他很大的困扰啊。
His wife's service actually caused a much problem for him.
So I asked him. 某某弟兄啊，你怎么会有机会娶到这位太太啊？
So I said, brother, how is it that you ended up with this wife?
弟兄就回答说啊，感谢主啦。
So this brother said, oh, thank God.
哎，可能主耶稣要让我磨练磨练。
Perhaps Jesus wants to train me a little bit more.
他很聪明的，我都没有讲到问题，他一听就知道。
He was very smart. I didn't even have to specifically ask the question.
哎，他就讲一句话，我一直不能忘记。
And he said something I'll never forget.
他说我太太算是世界少有的稀有动物。
And he said my wife is an endangered species.
我后来想通了。
And later I understood.
一个我牺牲就好拯救天下男人。
So he said, I've sacrificed myself to save the rest of mankind.
哦，我听了我真的没话说。
So after I heard this, I was speechless.
难怪他都可以忍耐到底啊。
No wonder he could persist and be patient.
不简单。
It wasn't easy.
虽然太太这样，他正常做圣工服侍主。
So even though his wife was that kind of person, he still continued to serve God.
所以我们从内心也很佩服这位弟兄。
So I, from my heart, admired this brother.
因为他正经历，这个一般男人比较辛苦应付的生活啊。
Because he had to deal with many problems that many other men did not have to face.
所以我们在背后就多了一份。爱心的双手，帮忙带祷。
So in secret, we have raised up our hands of prayer for him as well.
那相反的，如果是姐妹嫁给一个，比较辛苦一点的丈夫啊，应该也是一样的去面对才是啊。
I think conversely, if a sister marries a more difficult husband, then the same applies.
所以。这个夫妻在教会里面的侍奉啊，真的是要特别、特别、特别的留意，而且要能够有很好的辅导啊。
So, for the couple, husband and wife, to serve in the church, is something we need to focus on and also counsel upon.
我们现在来看那个第三章。
Let's now look at chapter three.
在永生城的教会，要做好自己的职分。
In the Church of God, we have to perform our role properly.
第三章第一节这里这样说。
In chapter 3, verse 1, it says,
想要得到监督的职分就是羡慕上工。
If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work.
这里讲的监督是叫
Here, the
长老。
Bishop refers to elders.
如果你连一点羡慕上工想做神的侍奉的工作都没有那个意念当然这种重要的职分神不会派给你。
If you have no desire to do a good work, then of course God will not give you this office.
但是羡慕这种圣工你必须心机动机要纯正。
But in order to do this kind of good work, you have to have the right heart and motivation.
那这里讲了很多的案例长老的这个条件。
And he goes on to describe many qualifications of the elder.
他从第二节一直讲到第七节。
He describes this from verses 2 through 7.
这个我们自己可以看一看。
We can read it on our own.
他不单单在教会里面要有好的行为见证。
And he says that they must not only have a good testimony of conduct in the church.
这里说必须在教外也要有好名声。
Also outside of the church in society, they must have a good reputation.
就是想在非信徒的世人中间，你也是要有好名声。
In other words, you need to have a good reputation among non-believers.
恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的。这个网罗里面。
Otherwise, you might fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
这个网罗也直指着诡计。
And the snare here also refers to deceit.
所以这个是要注意的地方。
So these are things you must.
那我们再来看那个做执事的条件。
Now let's look at the qualifications of deacons.
这里从第八节一直讲到十三节啊。
He describes this in verses 8 through 13.
这里讲到要做执事的条件啊。
Here are the qualifications of deacons.
那第九节是要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘啊。
In verse 9 it says, with a pure conscience, hold the mystery of the faith.
十节说这样的人，立执事的人也要先被试验呢，考验呢。
In verse 10 it says, let these also first be tested.
如果没有可责备的执事，然后再责备的事，才能够叫他们做执事。
That only if they are found blameless can be they serve as deacons.
按例女执事也是一样哦。
It is the same for deaconesses.
必须端庄，不说谗言呢。
They must be good servants and not prone to gossip.
有节制，凡事忠心。
Temperate, faithful in all things.
这里说只要做一个妇人的丈夫。
And they must be the husband of one wife.
在英文他直指说他的性关系是很忠心的，跟这一个另外一半，而不是随便的那种啊。
And so it emphasizes this so that they have a pure morality towards that one person.
我看到有的教会被立的女执事啊，真的很称职啊。
So I've seen there are many deaconesses who have been ordained that are very worthy.
讲话应对啊，真的有他的进退的分寸。
And they have a very good wisdom about how they approach people.
那我们遇到这种的都会觉得感谢主，立了这么一位好的女执事啊。
And we are very thankful to God for these good deaconesses in our church.
男的执事也是这样啊。
It is true for the male deacons as well.
其实执事这个字在英文里面是仆人。
Actually, the word deacon in the original meaning is servant.
在希腊文原文的这个仆人这个字，它是指帮助人的人。
And this word deacon in the original Greek means the person who helps other people.
所以执事啊，他在事物，在各方面呢，他是服侍众人的人啊。
So deacons are actually servants of all.
那长老他是负责监督。
And the elder's role is as an overseer.
因为他在各方面是非常有模范、全羊的榜样，是德高望重的那种人做长老最适合。
Because the elder is one who is respected and a good role model for all.
我们很担忧的是，立这个圣职人员呢，却成为问题或困扰的时候，对教会不是一件好事啊。
What we are worried about is if someone becomes a holy minister, but they do not fulfill their role properly, it is not good for the church.
有些人呢、啊、很羡慕这个，但是有时候方法不太正确、啊。
Some people admire being in that position, but they go about it the wrong way.
我曾经就碰到一位执事、
啊。I've also met a deacon once.
他请我到他的家吃饭。
He invited me to his house for dinner.
他告诉我说我做执事快四十年了。
He told me he had been a deacon for about 40 years.
他说我们这个教会啊，应该可以培养新的年轻的执事。
He told me that the church should bring up new, younger deacons.
听到这里我还觉得可以。
I felt that that was correct.
他后来就讲哦，如果哦，让我有机会立长老，我会更热心了。
And then he followed by saying, if I were ordained an elder, I would be even more fervent.
我听到这里我就吃不下饭。
After that, I lost my appetite.
我没有回答。
I didn't reply.
他怕我听不懂。
He thought I didn't understand.
还问我田传道，我这样讲你听懂吗？
He asked me, Preacher Tian, do you understand what I'm saying?
我后来说，哎，我吃饱了。
I said, thank you, I'm full now.
所以我走到客厅，他就过来，我们一起泡茶吃了。
So we went to the living room to have tea.
我哪听得下你在要这个长老的职分呢？
How could I continue to listen to how he wanted the elder?
不要以为我们看起来傻傻的。
Because he might have thought I was a simple person.
你随便讲话怎么可以？
How could you just say that to me?
后来我就告诉他。
Later I told him.
我在读神学院的时候，那个老，我们的老院长朱荣道长老。
And the dean.
他曾经讲一段话，我记得啊。
theological seminary at the time, I remember very clearly.
我就跟他分享。
And I shared it with him.
我说，这位老长老这样讲。
This elder once said.
他说，长老只是传道信徒，哪一个比较容易得救？
He said, of the elders, deacons, preachers, and believers, who is most easily saved?
长老回答说，信徒比较容易得救。
And the elder said,The believers are more easily saved. Why?
因为神要求信徒的那个条件到这个地方。
Because what God requires of a believer is only this.
他只要做到这里就容易得救。
If they achieve that, then they can be saved.
但是你背力只是你有那个条件程度，还有尤其长老也是更高啊。
And then if you are a deacon or an elder, the requirements are even higher.
对传道来讲也是高标准啊。
And even for preachers, it is a very high standard.
所以我说你只是做得很好哎。
I said, you have been a very good deacon.
那万一你到长老这个部分，你年纪大哈，那就做不到哇，那就不是扣分很多吗？
But if you become an elder and you can't fulfill that standard,
你就挂一个长老名字，你做不到什么事，这样好吗？
You only carry the title of an elder, but you can't fulfill it.
你很难得救啊。
It might be difficult for you to be saved.
不要以为我挂这个职分，问题你做的功跟你的职分不相等的时候。你对不起神了嘞。
If you only carry the title, but you don't also fulfill your work, then can you face
God? 结果这样讲，感谢主，他听懂。
So after I said that, thank God he understood.
哎，田传道，你这样讲我没有想过，谢谢你，我听懂了。
And he said, Preacher Tian, I never thought about it that way before. Thank you.
从此他更加热心。
So from that point on, he was more fervent.
哎，他以后请我吃饭的时候就不会再提这个问题了。
So later on, when he invited me to dinner again, he never brought it up.
他后来蒙主恩召我特别从别的负担的地方过回来参加。
And later, when he was called back by the Lord, I especially attended his funeral.
他后来成我在福音工作上面一个最好的长辈同工。
And he became one of my most dear co-workers in the gospel.
我们今天教会为什么会有很多困扰？
Why do we have so many problems in the church today?
不知道大家在争什么。
Why do people have so many disputes?
都没有想好我的本分职分在哪里，去做好就好了，不知道在争什么。
We don't think about what I need to do to fulfill my role well, rather than
你争什么面子嘛？在神的面前还有什么面子可以有？
Trying to elevate your status.
神不愿意你的面子又算多少？
To God, what does your status mean?
很多事情真的要去想一想啊。
So we have to think about this question.
我到现在还一直在很怀念这位长辈啊。
And even till today, I fondly remember this elder, elderly worker.
那十三节这里说啊。
And verse 13.
一个会做执事本分的人呢、啊。
For those who have served well as deacons,
自己就会得到美好的地步。这个地步是讲根基。
Obtain for themselves a good standing and standing.
并且在基督耶稣里面的真道上，大有胆量。
And great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus.
我发现有的执事啊，真的有做到这种程度啊。
I find that there are many deacons who actually do it to this degree.
哎，有真的有这种执事。
There are deacons like this.
他也会执行圣礼哦。
They have also, they are able to.
我们传道不在，他负责洗礼耶。
Perform the holy sacraments when the preachers are not there.
而且、啊、也有能力。
They also have power.
有权柄可以医病赶鬼，我碰过。
They have the authority to cast out demons and heal people.
他也是从不会中间去学习。
And they have learned from.
但是我看到他做执事的本分呢、啊，很认真，很仔细。
But they have taken very seriously their work as deacons.
所以其实我们每一个信徒虽然是平信徒，但是你也有你自己服侍神的这个工作的职分呢。
So even if we are common believers, each one of us has our role and our position in the holy work.
如果根据以弗所三章里面我们这样看。
If in Ephesians chapter 3 we read.
十二节十三节那里说信耶稣是一件荣耀的事哦。
That in believing in God as believers, it is a glorious thing.
那你信耶稣，你自己有没有觉得这是一个很荣耀的事情
And in being a believer, do you find that that is a glorious thing?
还是你信了很久，几十年变成一种包袱、重担？
Or after believing for decades, do you feel that it is a burden?
那你做圣工啊，根本就不会做一个很好职分的人呢。
Then in doing the holy work, you will not hold your position well.
那你不是教会的好帮手，更不是耶稣的好帮手。
And you will not be a good helper for the church, even less for Jesus.
你容易成为一个石头绊脚石啊，挡到人家了。
Actually become an obstacle to other people.
所以我们真的要自己很注意自己的言行啊。
So we have to be very careful about our words and actions.
你在讲什么，做什么，你要清楚自己在做什么。
You have to know clearly what it is you are saying and doing.
到神的教会家里面了，你不能把外面那一套。 你的身份带进来，你在神面前都是仆人呢。
In the house of God, you can't bring your outer status in here because you
are only a servant. 你只是还没有参与到教会里面最深层、最核心的、最困难的属灵的工作，不然你真的会谦卑哦。
You have not even tasted the most difficult and most important work of the church. Otherwise, you would naturally become humble.
你还没有遇到这些很多你不能处理的事情啊。
You might encounter many problems you can't handle.
所以你不知道你的。 职分立场在什么地方？
So you don't understand what your true position is.
这个是一个很重要的宗教伦理秩序的一种生活。
And this is a critical aspect of our faith life.
所以这个在教会里面，每一个人要做好自己的职分哦。
So in the church, every person must do their role well.
我们再来看那个14节、15节。
Let's look at verses 14 and 15.
在这里，保罗提醒提摩太啊，你应该要知道在神的家怎么样做。
Here he is reminding Timothy how he should conduct himself in the house of God.
这个家就是指着永生神的教会哦。The
house of God, which is the church of the living God.
它是用真理作为柱石和根基的。
The truth is the pillar and ground of the church.
这里从没有写说是靠什么世界的大企业家了，或什么什么什么什么那个外面的方法都没有。It
never talks about any accomplished person or a great entrepreneur.
神的国是要靠神的方法来建立起来了。And
the church of God must be built by the methods of God.
在以弗所书里面，他强调一个信息。
In the letter to the Ephesians, there is an important theme.
教会是他的身体。
That the church is the body of Christ.
哥罗西书强调一个信息。
And in Colossians, he emphasizes.
耶稣基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
这两卷当你读完的时候，
After you've read these two letters,
你自然会明白。
You will naturally understand.
我们都是毫不起眼的一个小螺丝钉在里面。That
we are merely a very lowly nail in the whole house.
那我们就善尽一个小螺丝钉的一个责任。And
so we should do our part as that nail.
所以我们非常盼望来到教会啊，尽量不要有那个什么记者大喇叭在那边好像这个命令人啊，什么东看西看，你为什么不干脆坐下来去做一下呢？ 服侍一下不是更好吗？
So we don't really hope for a lot of press or a lot of attention. We should just do our.
你看到这个人天气这么冷，衣服很少，他冷得发抖。
So if you see a person who is so cold that they're shivering.
然后你告诉他说：“哎呀，多穿一点衣服哎，不要怕冷哎，你会发抖哎，会生病哦，发烧哦，会死掉。那为什么你就少讲话一点，干脆送给他一件衣服？” 让他暖和呢?
And if you just tell them, oh, don't be so cold, you should get some more clothes. Why don't you go to a warmer place? So in 1 John,
我们的爱心不要停留在舌头跟言语上面了。Our
love should not just rest on what we say.
总要用诚实的行为来去表现。We
have to use sincere actions to show our love. Actual actions.
不要只停在嘴巴跟舌头上面了。
Not just what we say.
圣经懂的人啊，当你在讲话做事，懂的人一看马上就知道你是属于哪一种了。So
if you truly know the Bible, the truth, you will know automatically what kind of person they are.
哎，所以有时候圣经多读一点，真的你会得到很多的智慧哦，很多的方法。So
if you read the Bible more, you will truly gain more wisdom and understanding.
而且能够做得像神要求他儿女的那种生活表现哦。
and you will be able to live out what God expects of you as His children.
看起来就不像是，不会像是那个不懂圣经神的话的人了。
Then you will be naturally not one of those people who don't know the truth.
所以在哥罗西书的一章里面呢。
So in Colossians chapter 1.
我们看到教会是借着耶稣基督的肉身和宝血啊。
That the church is established by the flesh and
the blood of Christ. 有真理和圣灵来建立荣耀的神的教会啊。
That through the Holy Spirit, He has established the glorious body.
所以我们人在上面不能另外建造别的根基哦。
So we cannot build the church on any other foundation.
因为这个根基是谁设立的？
Because the foundation
不是你的祖先，也不是你爸爸妈妈，更不是你。
Is not Israel, your parents, and even less you.
所以在教会里面侍奉，你要注意你的角色。
So in the church, you must be careful of your role.
不要做到忘记自己是谁啊。
Don't forget who you really are.
我们来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
第十节到第十一节。
Chapter 3, verses 10 and 11.
第十节，保罗在这里这样说。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
我照神所给我的恩典。
Chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. It says, according to the grace of God which was given to me.
好像一个聪明的工头。
As a wise master builder.
这个聪明在原文是熟练的意思。
And wise in the original text means.
我们教会的圣工啊，没有很特别的创意哈。
Experienced, we don't have much creativity in the church.
一年两次的灵恩会，我们都在重复同样的动作。
And every time we have a spiritual convocation, we do the same
thing. 几乎每次聚会的那个模式也都差不多嘛。
And every service follows the same kind of pattern.
很多的圣工都定下来了嘛。
So all the holy work has a certain pattern.
那你被安排事工啊，第一次不熟，第二次熟一点，第三次慢慢熟练嘛。
So if you've been assigned a holy work, you might do it once or twice.
你肯愿意学习，你很快就明白、熟练，知道怎么做。
After you do it a few times, then you know how it should be done.
那你每次安排你每次犯错，做不好，当然要选择别人来替代啊。
But if you do it over and over again and make mistakes, then you need a substitute.
因为你不是一个很聪明、熟练的工头嘛，工人嘛。
Because then you are not an experienced or wise worker.
当然我们要注意哦。
But we have to pay attention.
我们是站在耶稣基督的根基上面，在做神的工程哦。
We are standing on the foundation of Christ and doing our work.
所以你不能在耶稣基督所立的这个根基平台上面，你做人的事，做其他的事哦。
You cannot stand on the foundation of Christ and do your own work or follow your own ways.
谁敢动这个基本的大磐石根基，这个人，神会毁坏他的。
Anyone who tries to do away with this solid foundation will be punished.
到了十三节，人要被试验。
And in verse 13, everyone will be.
将来有审判的火要来审判。
Of the judgment day will come.
你做的是神的工程，你就存得住，被纪念。
If you have done the work according to God.
你如果做的是人的工程，你就被毁坏。
It will remain, but if you do human work, it will be destroyed.
所以，既然是神的教会。
If it is the church of God,
我们要战战兢兢地来去做。
Then we have to do it with fear and trembling.
你不认真，神也会跟你追讨。
And if you don't do it to your best ability, God will hold you accountable.
你认真，当然神会纪念。
To your best ability, God will also remember.
有一个负责人呢。
There is a council member.
他不错。
Who was pretty good.
但是到了负责人要交接的时候。
But when the time came to end his term.
他不想做，要退出。
And he didn't want to do it, so he resigned.
那传道人一到一个地方啊，听到有负责人很热心啊，好同工啊，如果不做，我们又觉得很难过了。
As a minister, if we hear that a good worker doesn't want to work anymore, we feel sad.
所以就跟他沟通。
So we talk to him.
你最好跟神祷告看看。
I said, you should pray to God and ask God.
哎，不必用人的想法来去决定啊。
Your own thinking to make the decision.
后来他真的听进去，为这个事情祷告。
So he took my words to heart and started to pray about it.
睡觉前也祷告。
He prayed before he slept.
这个睡到半夜。
And then he slept till midnight.
他做一梦看到异象。
He had a dream.
全世界大地震变黑暗。
That the world was taken by an earthquake and
was in darkness. 审判的大日子来了。
It was the great judgment day.
他心里慌张啊。
He was in a panic.
他一个念头就是跑到教会。
His only thought was to go to the church.
最后他看到远处有一个黑暗中有一个亮光。
And suddenly he saw in the distance a light.
他就往那边跑。
He started running towards the light.
当跑到那个门口才发现从天上荣光照到真耶稣教会。
And when he saw the light more clearly, he saw it was glorious light from heaven shining on
the Jesus' church. 外面是那么黑暗，那么害怕。
And the darkness around him was very fearful.
但是看到教会里面的人，每一个都是很平安。
But everyone inside the church was in great peace.
就在这个从这个时候，从天上有大响声来。
And then at that time, a great sound came from heaven.
就对着他说某某人啊。
And said to this person, he called his name.
我用你是恩典赏赐。
I've used you as a worker, which is your grace.
等我不用你的时候，你也被我弃绝的时候。
But if I do not use you, that means I have rejected you.
然后一个大地震就来了。
Then the earthquake came.
从天上就掉下几根柱子。
And from heaven there came down two pillars.
就直接插在大门口的前面。
And it blocked the doorway.
他一看了，每一根柱子有名字，神用的人有名字。
And on the pillars were carved the names of the workers.
其中有一个柱子是他的名字。
On one of the pillars was his name.
所以他害怕。
So he was afraid.
啊，我怎么可以轻易的推掉？
How could I just turn away God's work?
怎么可以轻易的不做？
How could I just lightly turn away
醒过来就向神祷告悔改啊
this position. So he woke up and repented to God.
啊，后来早祷会，他跟他太太很早到教会。
So during the morning prayer, he and his wife came early.
我说奇怪了，平常没那么早，怎么今天特别早？
I said, oh, that's strange that he should come so early today.
祷告完了就问。
After the prayer, I asked.
怎么样？决定怎么样？
What's your decision?
传道，我愿意接受。
He said, "Preacher, I'm willing to accept it."
他才把晚上看到的这个体验呢、啊、讲了一下。
So he shared with me what he experienced in the dream.
所以很多时候啊，人处理不来啊，我们就是祷告神嘛。神如果在中间的话，事情很容易就处理嘛。
If there's something that we can't handle, then we should turn to God and pray, and God will take care of
it. 我们常常都没有这样做啊。
But many times we forget.
你用你外面的知识专业在处理啊。
You use your wisdom from the outside to try to handle it.
那有时候不是神要的方法啊。
But many times it's not what God wants you to do.
如果你信耶稣还信不到用神的方法，
If you believe in God but don't trust in God to handle the matters, it is a shame.
真的是很可惜啊。
It's truly a shame.
你有没有跟神有更好的关系的联系啊？又很可惜啊。
And if you haven't built up your relationship with God, it's a
shame. 那为什么会没有这么清楚的关系联系？你的灵修就有问题嘛。
If you don't find this relationship as your source of strength, there's something wrong with your faith.
你大多的时间在用在哪里？
Where is your time spent?
你在做什么？
What are you doing?
你自己心里清楚。
Your heart should know best.
你真的神的法则道理你清楚吗？
Do you truly know God's ways and His truth?
还是你只是表面？
Or is it just the surface?
所以你遇到事情的时候你处理不来，看不到那个神光明的道路啊。
If you have a problem that you can't handle, do you see the way God prepares?
所以箴言讲嘛，读箴言就是让少年人聪明，让老人有什么智慧。他那里讲的好很多很多哎。
So that's why Proverbs teaches the young men how to gain wisdom and the older men
how to live. 但是我们有多少人真的很用功，跑到圣经里面去学呢？
So there are people who truly study the word to understand.
一讲话就是哦，股票哦，赚钱哦，什么房地产哦哦，都是哦。哦，这个哦，那个。
And sometimes people just say, "Oh, I want to buy more stocks," or "Oh, I need to invest in this."
那是一个过程，生活的手段而已。
That's just a way of life.
但是你要知道，我们的目标是进天国。
But we have to know that our greater goal is to enter heaven.
怎么样做一个规划安排？
Well, how do you plan to get into heaven?
不影响我们服事主做好这个职分呢。
And that our life does not influence our path of faith.To be a good servant.
这是一个属神的人，属灵人应该要有的一个眼光。
This is the kind of insight that a person and vision that a person
神看人都很清楚。
Should have to truly see God.
所以我们常常要祷告神，学习神的话，他的目的就在这里。
So in studying the word of God, this is the purpose.
所以要尽好一个职分。
So we have to perform our
position, 他就要有一个很好的表现。
And if we do so, there will be a good outcome.
我们一起来看哥林多后书的第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章，请看一节到五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5.
四章的一节到五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5.
这里说，我们既然蒙受主的怜悯。
Here, he says that since we have received his mercy,
接受了这个职分。
And we have this ministry.
注意看哦，接受了这个职分。
We have received this ministry.
你已经点头答应，也按例甚至安排圣工，你要注意哦，接受了这个职分。
If you have accepted and been ordained and sent to do this work,
那你应该要怎么做？
How should we do it?
第一个，
First,
勇敢不丧胆。
We do not lose heart.
勇敢面对事情。
We have to boldly face the issues.
有一些人啊，
Some people.
比如说慕道者或信徒犯鬼啊。
For example, if a friend or a believer has a demon.
有一些圣工人员很害怕。
And some of the holy workers are afraid.
哎，一起去关心。哎，传道，我有事啊，我先去忙一下，怎么怎么。
We invite them to go. But say, oh, preacher, I'm too busy. I can't make it that day.
他就没有机会参与看到神的大能的神迹奇事啊。
So they have lost the chance to see the great power and work of God.
有些传道很留心哦。
And some preachers
回来会故意到他家里问问，刚才你先生在做什么？
We'll actually go back and ask them, what was your husband doing?
有的家里人不会说谎啊。
And some of the family members won't lie.
我先生刚刚啊，回来家里就到房间睡了。
Said,
原来那个他的急事是那个睡觉。
Said, oh, my husband came home to rest. So actually, the urgent matter was to go to sleep.
这个职分为什么你还这么上胆呢？
So if you have that ministry, that office, how can you be so scared?
你对你这个职分是怎么看待的？
How do you see your office?
很多人都喜欢捡便宜，站在人面前的圣工，没有人知道的，默默的他不做。
And some people only want to do the work that is visible. They don't want to do what is invisible.
好可惜啊！
It's a shame.
你没有准备好你的心态。
You haven't prepared your heart well.
不知道要怎么样服侍主哎。
You don't know how to serve well.
第二个。
Secondly.
不行暗昧可耻的事。
We do not do the hidden things of shame.
有些人跟他在一起，你不得不防备他。
Some people you have to always be on guard when you're around them.
觉得他这个人很复杂。
You feel that they're very complicated.
但是有些人你可以很放心的跟他谈。
But some people you feel very relaxed in
talking. 跟他一起做圣工，你会觉得是遇到好帮手。
And when you do the holy work together, you find you're a good match.
那你自己想想看，你是属于哪一种人呢？
So think about what kind of person you are.
我们人可以很复杂，没有错。
It's true that we as humans can be very
complicated. 但是经过你的思考，你选择能够很正的、诚实的来服侍神，那你是存心要这样做的呀。
But if after thought and reflection you make the decision to be righteous and
transparent
in your holy work, we should not be deceitful.
耶稣看到拿但业来说他是真以色列人。
When Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said he is a true Israelite.
约翰福音第一章说，说他真以色列人是心中没有诡诈。
In that, in him is no guile.
信耶稣啊，本来就应该心中没有诡诈。
If we believe in Jesus, we should have no guile in our heart.
你信耶稣受洗了。
You have believed in Jesus and
been baptized. 你拿不掉心中的诡诈，那很可惜啊，你没有离开罪恶。
And if you haven't removed this craftiness, you have not removed yourself from sin.
那第四个，你领受职分不要谬讲神的道理哦。
Fourthly, we should not handle the word of God deceitfully.
你不能讲离开圣经全备的真理的道理哦。
You can never depart from the true, complete word of God.
事实上啊，神审判是从他的家开始。
Actually, God's judgment starts with his house.
这个在彼得前后书里面有谈，
又
谈到
First and Second Peter
启示录，它有一个公义审判的路线。
And in Revelation, it's clearly described the way of judgment.
第二章、第三章就从他的家、教会开始审判起。
From Chapter 2 and Chapter 3, the judgment starts from God's church.
然后第四章、第五章，荣美的真教会的属灵侍奉的美景。
And then chapters 4 and 5, the glorious, beautiful works.
6章到16章啊, 就透过三个七的系列, 审判世界的人跟万国。
And then from chapter 7 and on, the three sevens.
6 to 16.
He talks about the three sevens about the judgment upon the world.
然后就最后再审判那个兽假先知啊。
And then finally, he judges the beast, the false prophets.
那既然从神的家开始审判起,
Since the judgment starts from God's household,
你们认为从神的家先从哪一种人开始审判呢?
Who do you think will be judged first within the household of God?
讲没关系,
you can speak up.
从哪一种人呢?
Who's going to be judged first?
讲没关系, 真的, 这个不会扣分的。 谁啊? 谁站在讲台最多?
Who stands on the pulpit the most?
谁? 对, 第一个是传道。
The first will be the preacher.
再来呢?
Next.
谁站在最多? 长老执事。
Elders and deacons.
再来负责人。
Then the council members.
后面是信徒。
And then the believers.
所以我们常常提醒自己。
So we have to remind ourselves.
你讲什么? 将来神用真理审判你啊。
Whatever you say, God will use the word to judge you.
讲台可以当炮台吗?
Can you use the pulpit as a firing?
在家里人家太太跟你说，哎，那个人讲你怎么样？哎，那个人不好。你就利用讲道的时候去找那个圣经的话，差不多的，嘣嘣嘣嘣，谁都知道你在讲谁啊。So
if you hear from your wife or somebody else,
你奉耶稣的名讲，你在做什么？If
you are speaking in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, 要讲永生生命之道，哎。 Can you use these words to attack people?
你为什么把个人的情绪脾气带上去呢？
It is the word of God. How can you use your own emotions?
太可怕了。It's
very frightening.
如果你的太太是这一种，你知道你要先为她赶鬼啊，她在影响你啊。If
your wife is that kind of person to incite you this way, you have to pray for her.
真的，我们自己都会这样提醒自己。We
actually remind ourselves of this.
不要甜如蜜，蜜到那个没有神的道理做那个润滑剂啊，这样不好啊。
And don't be so lovey-dovey as to forget the word of God.
神审判的依据只有一个方法,
so you should only think of the judgment of God.
罗马书2章2节,
according to Romans chapter 2, verse 2,
没有别的方法,
there is only the judgment by the truth.
所以在你在教会侍奉的职分, 看你做得怎么样啊。
So your position and your role in church determines how
you do. 神审判绝对不会偏待人的。
God's judgment will not be prejudiced.
我们就把圣经神的话、生命道理解得清楚，听的人自己有圣灵的感动，他会去分辨了。
So if we truly pay attention and listen to the word of God, then with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will understand the truth.
因为这是神的教会。
Because this is the church of God.
哎，只有互相勉励，才能够啊，这个一起得救啊。
If we encourage each other this way, that is the only way we can be saved.
我们再来看这个哥林多后书第六章。
Let's turn now to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书的第六章,
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第三节,
verse 3.
这里说我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍,
here it says that we give no offense in anything.
免得这个职分被人毁谤,
that our ministry may not be blamed.
本来是要荣耀神的职分, 结果是被人毁谤。
Originally your office was for the glory of God, but now it is blamed.
反倒在各样事表明自己是神的用人仆人哦。
But in all things, we commend ourselves as ministers of God.
所以你领受职分真的要去注意哦。If
you are a minister, you have to pay close attention.
你要谦卑服侍神，服侍人呢。You
have to humbly serve God and other men.
我们再来看那个提摩太前书第三章。Let's
turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书的第三章。1
Timothy chapter 3.
看那个16节。Let's
read verse 16.
16节啊，这是最完美的、很简要的介绍神救赎的工作。And
this verse is a very beautiful and complete description of God's work of
salvation. 所以16节保罗说敬虔的奥秘啊。Yeah,
that is why he calls it the mystery of godliness.
哎，就是神道成肉身显现。God
was manifested in the flesh.
然后被圣灵称义。
Justified in the Spirit.
然后被天使看见,
seen by angels.
也被传于外邦,
preached among the Gentiles.
被世人信服,
believed on in the world.
最后从死里复活, 升到天上,
finally, with resurrecting, received up in glory.
这是我们真耶稣教会在这一节所认定的神救赎的大惊人的计划。
And this is how our True Jesus Church recognizes the salvation plan of God.
你慢慢看这句, 好棒啊。
If you read this over and over, you will see how it is. It is a hymn.
所以我们看到保罗第二次在写这个神的话的时候, 感动到, 哇, 敬虔的这个奥秘啊, 神救恩大惊人的计划。
We can see how Paul was moved by the Spirit to write this hymn about the mystery of godliness in
this way. 可是主张这个幻灵说跟世子论的说法也是拿这一节，不过他们的解经就不一样了。However,
there are some people who interpret this verse differently.
他们认为幻灵说是认为耶稣基督只不过是神的一个影子。And
there were some who explained that that Jesus was only a shadow of God.
他被用的时候好像是神。
That he was used, when he was used, he was like God.
他死在十架上, 他的任务完毕了, 所以对耶稣来讲, 他不是真的神, 是一个影子。
But when he was crucified, then his work was done, and so he was like a shadow of God.
他们也是拿这一节这样讲。
But that is how they explained this verse.
所以他们认为神怎么可能在这个世上跟人生活。
And that is why they did not understand how God could be in the flesh in this world.
世子论的说法, adopticism, 世子论,
adopticism, okay.
那个说法认为是神收养耶稣。
That theory was that God adopted Jesus.
用他的时候, 他好像神的形象。
That when he was being used, he was in the likeness of God.
他钉十字架死了, 养子的任务完毕了,
then
就不是神了。
When he was crucified, his adopted son status was over.
这两个说法是冲击这个耶稣是真神, 也是真人的说法。
And it was a way to counteract the idea that Jesus is both God and man.
他们说根据的经文是根据这一节。
So they used this verse.
可是那完全是解经的错误啊。
It was an incorrect interpretation.
那第四章啊,
Chapter 4.
这里讲要做一个好执事。
It tells us how to be a good deacon.
这个执事是讲仆人。
Actually, it says servant.
它后来延伸为执事的一个专用名词。
And it utilizes the special term of deacon.
这个执事啊, 其实也是讲管家。
And actually, deacon also means
steward. 所以保罗劝勉提摩太在神的永生的教会要做什么？要做好执事，好管家。
So Paul, in encouraging Timothy to be a good deacon, taught him how to be a good steward of the house.
那我们就根据有一个字来把这一章分作四段。So
let's look at this chapter in four sections.
你注意看第六节，这里说你若将这些事提醒弟兄们。
And in verse 6 it says, if you instruct the brethren in these things.
这些事就是讲前面那个一节到五节。These
things refer to what he talks about in verses 1 through 5.
就是要防备离道的事。
That is to counteract the doctrines of falsehood.
有人信了, 很快就离弃真道。
Some people believe that and departed from the truth.
这个诱人的邪灵啊, 就魔鬼的灵, 魔鬼的道理就跑出来了。
Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
这是因为说谎之人的假冒。
Speaking lies and hypocrisy.
说谎是承认魔鬼是父亲啊。
Speaking a lie is to acknowledge the devil as your father.
那个假冒是法利赛人跟文士在这一点呢，常常被主耶稣责备的一个地方啊。
And hypocrisy was something that Jesus constantly rebuked the Pharisees and scribes about.
主耶稣教导他门徒，他们的义你们要学，但是
Jesus taught the believers that you should learn from their righteousness, but not from their hypocrisy.
他们会解释圣经,
they can explain the scriptures.
但是他们常常假冒做不到,
but what they said was not what they actually did.
那里面有一句话,
and in this phrase,
他说这种人的良心啊, 如同被热铁烙惯了一样。
He says, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron.
被热铁烙惯了, 就是良心已经黑掉死掉了啊。
Being seared with a hot iron means their conscience is scarred and burned.
它有两个解释。
There are two explanations.
这个解释是说啊, 在侍奉上哈，撒旦落上他的记号。
So the first explanation is that in their service, Satan has placed his mark.
第二个解释。
The second explanation.
也就是良心没有感觉而麻木了。
Is that their conscience is no longer sensitive,
无法分辨是非啊。
And that they are no longer able to determine wrong from good.
因为他们主张的是那个禁欲啊，或者什么禁止嫁娶，或禁止什么什么东西境界啊。
Because they promoted abstinence from marriage and from certain.
在当时主张这种苦，这个诺斯，这个诺，这种苦修士的做法啊。
And this was the school of asceticism.
尤其在哥罗西书二章的十六节、二十一节、二十二节，那里也这样看到。
And it is also something Paul speaks about in Colossians chapter 2, verses 16.
当时爱斯尼派他们就有这种的做法。
And there was a sect that followed this kind of philosophy.
主前二世纪到主后二世纪，这种也出现在犹太团体里面了。
And it also appeared in the Jewish circles.
还有提拉佩特派，他是在这个主前一世纪左右哈，以埃及这个部分有犹太团体的这种产生。
There was another Jewish sect in about the first century BC that promoted.
还有其他的东方教派。
And other Eastern sects.
都是主张这种苦修士的做法了。
They all believed in the philosophy of asceticism.
所以保罗要提醒提摩太。
So Paul wanted to remind Timothy.
要防备这样的事情啊，因为会影响人离真道。
To guard against and defend against these kinds of philosophies because
they
influence the believers.
那我们再来看第二段。
Let's look at the second section.
请看十一节。
From verse 11.
十一节这里说。
It says.
说这些事，你务要吩咐人，也要教导人。
These things command and teach.
这里说要教导人。
He says to teach people.
要教导什么呢
？What does he want to teach?
要弃绝俗世的言语啊。
To reject the words of the world.
还有寡妇荒谬的话。
And the empty talk of the widows.
为什么会特别提到寡妇呢？
Why does it specifically refer to widows?
其实这个是讽刺的一个用语了。
This is actually an ironic term.
他这种说法是一种很轻蔑、轻蔑的话语了。
He's speaking with irony here.
那在那个第六节这里说，要服从善道上得了教训了。
Here in verse 6, it says, nourished in the words of faith and the good doctrine.
就是叫提摩太啊。你要在真道上面、啊、得到教诲跟训练。
That he must be trained in the good doctrine.
那第二个要教导信徒怎么样呢
？What else does he need to?
第八节说，第七节说，在敬虔上操练自己。
In verse 7, exercise yourself toward godliness.
怎么个操练法、啊、
？How do you exercise?
在敬虔上操练自己，怎么个操练法？
How can you exercise yourself toward godliness?
我们来看那个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter
5. 二十三节。
Verse 23.
这里说，愿是平安的神呢。
It says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3.The God of peace.
亲自使你们全然成圣。
Will allow you to become sanctified.
又愿你们的灵魂体得蒙保守。
And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved.
在我主耶稣基督降临的时候，完全无可指责。
Blameless at the coming of our Lord.
所以这里讲的操练自己是在什么地方操练了、
啊、？So how do we exercise ourselves? It says here.
灵在你的灵，这个心灵、魂、灵魂还有身体。
Your whole spirit, soul, and body.
你就知道是在这三方面来操练自己了。
Then you know you must exercise in these three areas.
原因是我们的指望呢，在乎永生的神了。
And to be able to meet. The eternal God.
因为这位永生的神啊，他是万人的救主啊。
Because he is the savior of all.
更是信徒的救主啊。
And he is moreover the savior of all believers.
那再来我们看那个第十五节。
Let's then turn back to verse 15.
说这些事你要殷勤去做。
Meditate on these things.
殷勤去做什么呢？
And give yourself entirely to
them. 请看那个十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
不要叫人小看你年轻哦。
Let no one despise your youth.
要注重灵修。
But be an example in your spiritual cultivation.
在五个内容啊，言语、行为、爱心、信心和圣洁上面。
In five areas, in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
所以你看看，我们要殷勤去做的第一个内容，天天要有好灵修。
So the first thing in which we must exercise is to have excellent spiritual cultivation.
除了来聚会做圣工。
Apart from attending services and doing
holy work, 你要自己有安静灵修的时间。
You need to have quiet time to cultivate yourself.
你才能够把这些灵修的成果用到服侍主的圣工上面了。
So that you can use the fruit of your cultivation to serve God.
才能够造就别人呢。
And to edify others.
不然你拿什么东西去造就人呢？
Otherwise, how can you edify other people?
一看你就知道里面很贫瘠啊，贫乏啊。
Otherwise, people will see through you very easily.
再来啊。
Next.
你要用心教导，在十三节。
In verse 13, give exhortation.
十四节要善尽你所得的恩赐。
And 14, do not neglect the gift that is in you.
十五节才能看出你的在神里面的长进来嘛。
So that in verse 15, your progress may be evident to all.
那第四段就是十六节嘛。
The last part is verse 16.
所以要在这些事情上面恒心呢。
To continue in these things.
什么事情呢？谨慎自己和自己的教训。
And take heed to yourself and to the doctrine.
因为你这样行是救自己，又能够救别人了。
For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
所以你想想看，
so if you think about
在神永生神的家做什么？做好执事，做好管家。
So in the house of God, you should be a good deacon and a good steward.
所以我们可以看得很清楚。
So we can see clearly.
圣经都讲得很好。
The Bible says it very well.
问题是你有没有读明白？
Have you truly understood it, though?
你读明白放在你的内心里面。
If you understand it and you put it in
your heart, 你就很容易在日常生活里面行出来。
Then you will very naturally show it in your daily life.
常常就因为不清楚。
However, because we do not understand.
所以你每次决定的时候不是神国这边的方法。
Then you make decisions that are not according to the
kingdom of God. 很容易看到你是体贴这世界。
And many people can see you belong
to the world. 所以你讲的是世界的东西，世界的话。
So what you say are matters of the world, the words of the world.
你觉得很好，但是不代表就是神认定的这个方法。
You might think it's good, but it is not the way of God.
所以常常会有一些到后来不平安或困扰的事情啊。
So that is why there can be times of unrest.
我们再来看那个第五章。
Now turn to chapter 5.
第五章讲好工人。
It talks about the good worker.
我们所有服侍神的人也被称作工圣工人员工人。
Anyone who does the holy work is called a worker.
那因为时间有限，我第五章跟第六章我就讲个大概就好。
Because of the limitation in time, I'll just go over 5 and 6.
给大家一个方向，可以自己回去读。
And to give everybody a guideline that you can study on your own.
圣经的话看起来好像很简单。
The words of God seem very simple.
但是经过我们这样稍微跟大家谈一下，你就会发现，你如果能够读熟一件，对你一辈子受用不尽。
But you will see that if you truly meditate upon what you have learned, you'll be able to use it.
我们常常就是不熟，看起来好像懂，又深不进去，又不明白，所以神的话对我们没有什么力量啊。
And it is only when we look out upon it superficially and we don't truly understand it that it seems it doesn't have much effect.
我们有必要真的要多多祷告，然后求神的话能够真的进入我们的内心了，活出一个光的见证了。
So it is necessary for us to pray constantly and ask God to allow His light, His word to illuminate us.
第五章里面哈。
In chapter
5. 我们看那个十七十八。
Let's read verses 17 and 18.
这里就讲善于管理教会的长老当以备受加倍的一种敬奉。
Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor.
那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。
Especially those who labor in the word and doctrine.
所以十八节是工人得工价是应当。
That is why in verse 18 it says the laborer is worthy of his wages.
当然这是讲 在神里面的这种服侍神圣工的收成啊。
And it talks about the reward we receive from serving God.
所以我们才会用做这个第五章说要做一个在神的永生家做一个好工人。
So that is why in chapter 5 it tells us how to be a good worker in the house of God.
那第一节到第八节这里就讲牧羊人啊。
Here in chapter 5 verses 1 through 8 it talks about
这是工人在牧羊人呢。
Those who are pastoring.
不是牧羊一般的家畜申请不是啊。
It is not just a pastoring a
是神的羊呢。
They are the sheep of God.
都有一颗生命灵魂得救的问题啊。
Every person has to face the matter of salvation.
那一节二节这里讲怎么样规劝人。
So it talks about how to encourage people.
这里第一节说不可言责老人家。
In verse 1 it says, do not rebuke an older man.
在原文希腊文是讲攻击。这是恶意的责备哦，攻击。希腊是用那个字是攻击。
And actually, rebuke here in the Greek means attack.
哎，不能这样做啊！
You should not attack.
啊，那这里他有讲应该怎么样，总要清清节节的哈。
But rather in a good conscience. Exhort him.
那种清洁的心产生出来就是一种爱啊，也就是用爱来做规劝哦。
So using love with a pure heart, we encourage and exhort.
千万不是用报复的心态啊。
Do not use a heart of revenge.
然后第三节到第六节。
And verses 3 through 6.
这里就谈到要尊敬寡妇。
It talks about honoring widows.
那在这一段呢、啊、就在这里面呢、啊、这一章我们看到谈到四种寡妇的形态。
Here we see four types of actions of the widows.
第一种是在第三节这里讲的。
Here in verse 3.
第三节这里讲
says,
有种是寡妇是她有儿女有孙子的
widows who have children or grandchildren verse 4
那第二种是在第五节的
and the second type is verse 5
独居无依靠的真正的寡妇
who is truly a widow and left alone
但是那个寡妇她能够过一个仰赖神作业不住祷告神她的祷告比任何人都强哦神也会听哦
This kind of widow completely trusts in God and continues in supplications and prayers.
她没有什么依靠，她靠的是耶稣基督哦。
Relying completely on God, these are powerful prayers.
请你不要随便得罪这种人啊。
Do not offend these kinds of people because God loves them especially.
这种见证我真的看了很多。
I've seen many testimonies about this.
所以你不要你夫妻还在，你就笑那个没有另外一半了，真的不好。
So you shouldn't mock these kinds of people.
神保守你们都两个健健康康但是你更要为那些孤单的那个齁真的要用爱心带到千万不要去伤害人家齁。
So you should appreciate if you are, you still have a spouse.
你伤害他去伤害他那个他敬拜的那位神齁。
If you hurt somebody who's a widow, you will offend God.
第三个寡妇。
The third type of widow.
是在那个第六节讲的。
Is in verse 6.
好宴乐的寡妇。
She who loves and lives in pleasure.
那第四种寡妇
The fourth type.
是在第四节的。
In verse 4.
年轻的寡妇。
The young widow.
如果她情欲发动还是要关心的嫁娶比较好。
And that in verse 11, they should marry.
所以这个里面就有讲了四种寡妇。
So here we see four types of widows.
在教会里头也是要注意一下。
We should also pay attention in the church.
也是要特别尊敬这样的人啊。
We should especially honor these people.
千万不要数落，你就算在背后讲一句，神永远记得你那一句话。
And don't talk behind their back because God will always remember it.
再来七节八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
这里讲要照顾家里人，不然你比不信的人更不好。
And you should take care of your own household, otherwise you are worse than an unbeliever.
有些人啊，现在社会很功利主义，很现实啊。
And now, in this society, people are very
教会里面也出现那个没有亲情的那个现象。
And so, even in the church, people don't take care of their own families.
只顾自己好啊，把这个家里人遗弃或怎么样种种，这个都比不信主的人更加坏。
And they only take care of themselves and not their own family members. They're worse than an unbeliever.
神一定会跟这种人算。
God will surely judge them.
我们可以从圣经经文看到很多这种的。说法啊
，We can see many verses in the Bible about this.
所以我们不要这样做啊。
So we should not fall into that.
那再来啊，九节到十六节啊。
From verses 9 through 16.
这里有谈到那个救济寡妇的那个生活啊。
This is the relief that we should give the widow.
但是十六节有讲哦。
But in verse 16 it says.
信主的寡妇若家中有寡妇，自己就当 自己家里人要救济他们哦，不可累找教会哦，有能力就不要被教会，不要累找教会了。
If any believing man or woman has widows, let them relieve them. Do not let the church be burdened.
教会要关心是那个真正的没有能力生活的寡妇。
The church has the responsibility to truly take care of those who have no other
means. 再来17节到25节。
From verses 17 through 25.
这里就讲要敬重工人的职分。
It says, honor the elders.
本身要敬重哦。
We have to honor them ourselves.
你自己要敬重这个职分哦。
You have to honor your own
position. 别人也要敬重神暗地他的职分哦。
And also others have to honor.
你不要看到这个传道年轻啊，哎呀，这个是可以做的孩子，孩子了，你欺负他看看。
If you have a young preacher who's just been ordained, don't bully
them. 既然是孩子，他不懂，你要帮助他，训练他。
Even if they are still young, you should help
them. 你不是用一种欺负他、撇斥他，哎呀，这个什么民族啊，这个很差，哎呀，你那个讲话，人家都会感觉大家都很聪明的，真的。
So you shouldn't dismiss them or make fun of them because they will be sensitive.
你看到那个讲话看起来好像傻傻土土，我告诉你，这种人有时候真的很聪明的。
And,
他不是故意，他只是不会表现而已。
And don't think that their sermons are lacking because actually they might be very wise.
有时候社会那一套很黑的，大家都很了解。
And sometimes people are too.
每一个人都有社会经验啊。
Everybody has the smarts that they get in the world.
只是在教会里面不能这样玩呢。
But you can't do that in this church.
那纯心选择走正的路。
They have truly had the heart to follow the
right way. 所以你那个讲话、那个语气、那个眼神，你自己要注意，人家马上感觉你是真心还是假意啊。
So you have to be very careful about your words and your attitude. People will know if you are sincere.
哎，我告诉你，他如果觉得不妥，他心中已经开始祷告神了，你都不知道。
Are disturbed, they may be praying to God already.
我们自己要留意哦。
So we have to be careful.
这里讲啊。
It says here.
如果长老做错事，一定要有两三个见证人了。
If the elder has done something wrong, there must be two or three witnesses.
哎，那犯罪的人要在当众面前呢，这个指正他的错误。
And if there are those who are sinning, rebuke them in the
presence of all. 这个是讲那个比较顽梗啊，比较劣根性强的这种犯罪人才要这样做。
And these are the people who are stubbornly holding on to their sin.
那个领悟力好，愿意悔改的那个，其实你私下讲，他就已经觉得很对不起神了。
The people who are already repentant, you don't have to do it in public.
比如说，在美国曾经也发生几件事，他讲他的错。哇，大很大的动作哎，真的处理掉，他就静下来，是不是
？And here in the United States,
如果你们自己想看看
，there have been some examples of very public matters, but after it's been exposed,
没有处理好，真的一直爆一直爆，哇，那个很麻烦了，众教会都觉得很麻烦了。
If you don't take care of the matter well, then it will cause a lot of disturbance in the church.
再来啊，我要特别提的是22节，给人按。行按手礼啊，不可以急促。
And in verse 22, it says also, do not lay hands on anyone hastily.
不要在别人的罪上有份。
Do not share in other people's sins.
这个按手啊，在原文啊，它的意思是这样啊。
In the laying of hands in the original.
按手在头上表示赞成啊，许可。
The action of laying hands means acknowledgement.
跟他联合在主里面啊。
That you are connected to them in the Lord.
也是一种受职差遣的意思。
And also, you are sent by the Lord.
所以这里讲的按手，跟提摩太这样讲是主要是讲行传道按手之礼呀。
And here it says the laying on of hands regarding ordination.
立传道人的时候也是要注意啊。
That when you ordain a minister.
立职的时候在教会立职要注意。
A minister, whether a preacher or a deacon, you have to be careful.
真的要查得清楚，这个人可以吗？
You have to very carefully examine if that person.
因为有些人的罪啊，很明显就还没到审查审判的时候，他的罪已经很明显了。
Because if they have not gone through very careful examination, their sin might come out.
在24节说，有些人的罪是后来才跟上去的。
And in verse 24 it says, some men's sins follow later.
也就是后面才显露出来那个隐藏的事啊。
That their hidden sins are only evident later.
所以真的要很用心的处理这样的一个圣礼呀。
So we have to very carefully take care of this matter, holy matter.
在这里看到那个提摩太，他的胃不舒服，所以他才说要喝水，稍微用一点酒去寒。
And we see that Timothy had a problem with his stomach illness, and so Paul tells him to.
但是你不能用这些认为我们可以随便喝酒，不能用这些。
Use a little wine, but we can't use this as an excuse.
当时哪有什么医药？没有医院。
At that time, there was really little healthcare available.
这是很土的一个方法。
So it was a very common.
你没有生病又爱喝酒，这个跟这个意思完全不同哦。
If you don't have an illness but you like to drink.
我们只知道在吃喝最简单的事情上面尽量保守圣洁啊。
We have to be careful. Whatever we take, eating and drinking, we have to be.
那么多东西可以吃，为什么偏偏一定要跟酒有关系啊？
So if there are good things to eat that don't have alcohol, why do you?
养颜美容也是很多方法。
So there are a lot of different things.
如果能够跟但以理一样，在吃喝事情上面保守圣洁啊。
If you are able to take Daniel's example, keeping ourselves holy,
最后灵性必定是美好的。
Then you also will have an excellent
spirit. 最后，你成为神蒙爱的人。
Then you will be truly beloved by God.
这个是但以理后来他经过王宫的70年左右的操练，最后的见证他的为人是这样啊。
So after the 70 years that Daniel was in the palace, this was his witness, his testimony.
他就是从吃喝上面。立志保守圣洁嘛。
That even from the matters of eating and drinking, he kept himself
holy. 所以不要小看这个吃喝基本的事情啊。
So don't look lightly on even these basic matters.
你如果想要成为圣灵充满、有能力全柄的人，你就要留意。
So if you want to be someone filled with the Spirit and do holy work, you have to take care.
你如果不注意啊，你真的很会破功，真的会破功。
If you don't take care, then you will hurt yourself.
这个是很多。专职圣工人员的体验、啊、
This is the experience of many holy workers.
不然、哦、真的看不出你的能力来、啊、
Otherwise, you can't really see your true.
这就要很小心了，你不要就觉得吃好舒服，呼，加一点什么好舒服，呼，到里面舒服。哎，腓立比书说，你在乎那个吃喝，你是以肚子为神呢。那个腓立比书第三章，那里有讲啊。
Paul warns very carefully that if you only heed the matters of eating and drinking,
这种人专以地上事为念。
Your God is your belly.
腓立比书的三章十八十九节写得好清楚、哦。
And Philippians chapter 3 verses 18 and 19.
那看你要怎么做。
So what do you want to do?
你自己决定嘛。
You can decide for yourself.
可是圣经这样说，我们就这样做。
But if this is what the Bible says, you should do it.
一定会圣灵充满。
And then the Holy Spirit will fill you.
具备以利亚的心智，能够做好神的工作。
To be prepared with the spirit of Elijah to do God's work.
真的有很多愿意神同工人，他们都这样努力的。
So this is how many people who are willing to serve God live.
除非你自己不在乎。
Unless you don't care.
你就会随随便便。
Then you will be very.
你自我的自律都不好了，请问怎么照管神的家
？If you can't even take care of yourself, how can you take care of the house of God?
你以为没有信徒看，神在看。
Even though you think that believers won't see it, God sees it.
所以我们自己要有一种自律的生活。
So we have to have a disciplined life.
你就在神的里面平安又自由。
Then you will have freedom and peace in God.
那个才是我们真的要的生活。
That is the life we truly want.
看第六章。
Let's read verse chapter 6.
第六章这里讲，我们看那个第十一节。
Verse 11.
但你这属神的人呢？
Oh, you man of God.
属神的人就是神的仆人呢、啊。
Oh, man of God, here is the servant of God.
哎，那在第一节这里说啊。
Verse one, it says.
要恭敬主人呢、啊，一节二节、啊。
Verses one and two, give the masters their honor.
在你社会生活也是要这样做哎。
Sometimes you have to do this in society.
那你对神，神是主人，我们是他的奴仆哎。
And we have to treat God as our master.
那属神的人就要做一个好的神的奴仆哎。
So before God, we have to be a good servant.
所以后来谈到第二段三节到十节，应当要知足。
And then in verses 3 through 10, we should be satisfied, content.
哎，这个很重要。这个第三节一直到第十节，你看看。
This is very important in verses 3 through 10.
这里就讲了很多的事情。
It does many things.
尤其九节十节是我们世人最会犯的错。
Especially in verses 9 and 10, these are the temptations.
迷惑，有人啊， 要想发财，迷惑落在网罗里面了。
Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare.
许多无知有害的私欲，就让人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
Into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition.
贪财万恶之根。
The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
贪财离了真道。
And the love of money causes people to stray from the faith.
后来用许多的愁苦把自己给刺透了。
And pierce themselves through with many sorrows.
神很忌讳这件事。
God hates this.
因为你贪恋世界。
If you lust after the world,
取代了他的地位,
you have taken over God's place.
所以当然就不平安了。
Of course, you will not have peace.
然后十一节到十六节,
from verses 11 through 16,
这里是要追求良善,
we have to be, pursue righteousness.
四节到十节,
and from 4 to through 10,
刚刚我们讲过, 那十一节到十六节,
from 11 through 16,
追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness.
要为真道打美好的仗。
Fight the good fight of faith.
持定永生。
Lay hold on eternal life.
做美好的证见证。
To and be a good witness.
讲到后来，他又在激起他内心圣灵的感动。
And then once more, he has the Holy Spirit's movement.
所以十五节、十六节这里又说。
Verses 15 and 16 once more.
哇，这个讲得非常好。
He says very beautifully.
有全能的万王之王啊，万主之主啊。
He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
就是那位独一神呢。
He is the one and only.
他是可称颂的
sovereign.
所以他写到这里第六章啊，圣灵激起他感动，这样来歌颂啊。
When he wrote chapter 6, he was moved once more by the Holy Spirit.
第四段
，verse
十七节到十九节
，from 17 through 19.
这里就劝勉富足的人呢、啊，要持定真正的生命啊。
To encourage those who are rich.
特别谈到富足人，就是安逸的人呢、啊，生活太安逸了
，hold on to
太满足了。
What is true life? They should not be haughty and content with their
lives. 要注意哦。
We should be careful.
这里有讲的说不要，这里说要依靠那后世百物的神哦。
We have to trust in the living God.
十八节第二个是要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足哦。
In verse 18, let them do good that they be rich in good works.
甘心施舍。乐意供给人哦
，and to be willing to give, willing to share.
第十九节第四个要为自己积美好的根基哦
，and 19 store up for themselves a good foundation.
第五要持定那真正的生命，而不是那个无定的钱财。
That they may lay hold on eternal life.
他特别提醒富足的人哦，安逸的人哦
，to especially encourage those who are rich.
所以如果我们是这种型的人，要特别留意啊。
So if we are this kind of person, we have to be especially careful.
反而是困难的、贫穷的，比较容易去抓住神呢。
Rather, those who are poor or in need hold on to God.
当然也有那个不信主的，但是比较统计来讲，这些人比较容易抓住神。
Of course, there are some who don't believe in God, but generally those who are in need.
二十节到二十一节是最后的结语了。
Verses 20 and 21 are the final conclusion.
所以我们从提摩太前书里面看到。
So from 1 Timothy, we can see.
保罗在教导牧养教会的时候
，when he was teaching how to pastor the church，
他讲到一段呢、啊，他就会激起这种圣灵的高亢感动啊，就会有会出现诗歌来颂赞神。
That as he was writing these words, the Holy Spirit would move him to write these
hymns. 所以诗歌也成为一个信仰侍奉神的一种表现。
So hymns of praise are also a very wonderful expression of our service.
所以不要小看这个诗歌的这个侍奉啊。
So we should not look lightly on the service of
hymns. 诗歌题材的记述就记载在一章十七节。
So here Paul shows the hymns in 1:17.
还有三章十六节。
And 3:16.
还有六章的十五十六节。
And 6:15 and 16.
那总算我们就把提摩太前书在这三个晚上。利用一点时间把它讲过了，讲过去了。
So we have utilized these three nights of seminar time to discuss 1 Timothy.
那我们占了一些时间。
So we have gone a little bit over.
一年赶了四章多一点点啊。
So we have covered a little over 4 chapters tonight.
那我们就不用唱诗，直接做祷告哈。
So we will not sing a hymn, but go directly to prayer.
我们就做祷告结束，我们就不再按哈，太晚了，好。
So.
哦，刚刚传到祷告前宣布的那一位， Sacramento 的那个信徒小孩帮他带祷。
So once more, we can pray for our little sister Natalie from Sacramento. She's very ill in the hospital.
也为我们明天连续几天的灵恩布道会带祷。
And let us also pray for the evangelical services and spiritual convocation coming starting tomorrow. And may God work with us.
啊，加添我们各方面的能力。
And add to our power.
借着神的恩典呢，得到更好的这个信仰的长进。
Through the grace of God, that we may improve in our spirituality.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all pray together.